Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer and this is episode 200. And on this episode, I want to talk specifically about how e-commerce and B2C, business to consumer companies, can deploy artificial intelligence in every aspect of their business operations to enhance their potential or productivity, what has been taking place prior when compared to that. Now you can have better sense of productivity as well as enhanced output or enhanced sales in multiple aspects. Why does it happen? The reason is the machine learning or AI is fundamentally predicated on being able to identify multidimensional variables. What I mean by that is, as humans, we can see 3 to 4 or 5 variables that are affecting a certain factor. For example, if you take the price of a product or price of the stock market or how the stock market is gonna go, you can take in probably 5 to 10 variables, like PE ratio, or you can take in the interest rates, and you can also take in the company's balance sheet and find out the different ratios, and you can come to a conclusion. But still, the conclusion may be based on a couple of or 3 to 4 points or 3 to 4 ratios that you have calculated or analyzed. And that thing was taken one step ahead with automation, maybe where the systems used to take about 5 to 10 or 20 variables. But with respect to machine learning, you can take thousands of variables into account and you can see whether this variable really affect the change in stock prices. So, or same way, does this variable affect the change in pricing, or does this variable affect a consumer from shopping products on the e-commerce store or retail store? When you evaluate different variables, you can find out how consumers react to those variables. That is so important. What is the most important factor is how your consumers are reacting to those variables. What priorities are they implementing once these variables change? For example, if the fuel prices go up, how consumers are reacting to that? If most people who are taking the vehicles for their office or for their work, most likely they're gonna fill up the fuel or gasoline every time they commute. So that means that it's gonna take about some amount of extra capital from their pocket that would have been spent on any other activities. It may be for a restaurant visit, he would have saved up, or he would have planned for a movie, or he would have planned to buy some more products in from the retail or grocery this month. Maybe they have a family get together for the Thanksgiving or the Christmas. They want to do more, but due to the fuel pricing, they can't do that. So what that means is the fuel becomes the first priority, and the gift or other stuff becomes the second priority, because the fact the other one, although it's an important one, it's second important when compared to going to work and getting the paycheck, which is the first important one. So these type of priority changes occurs in the consumer once the variables change. Once you analyze those variables, you can really deploy them into your business and enhance your sales by knowing what your consumers will do next. So that is what most important for any store, is to anticipate what your consumers might do. Thank you. Have a great day.